No. We were just, because we're having a busy day, we'd like to get together and touch bases. I guess I always told you we have signed a thing in Paris. Do we have that?
Well, that's good for today.
That'd be common.
Two big stories.
Yes, sir.
Not that, well, that is not going to be big. People like to think the amount's over, but boy, it was close. You want to get across the president's last few days, the president's been on the phone. Grabbing messages in Paris, you, et cetera, right on top of all the time. And they've been working on this country, and it's been probably one of the busiest weeks we've ever had. Even though there's as much publicly business as kind of a week that is typical, kind of leading into ours. The great triumph for him, but also we hope that he loves here.
I saw how these things work. I mean, Henry's a great negotiator, but he can only go so far.
Well, give me a brief rundown of the comments.
Well, there's Watergate, of course.
I've let it in details.
Then the focus is quite frankly on the economy.
They're focusing wrong way. Good, but they don't think it's going to be a freeze.
Some don't. Some say it's a price freeze. You know, it's distorted.
Good.
The Saigon thing, with some controversy from Saigon on the Paris thing, which is good. The upcoming Soviet summit.
That's beginning. We're going to get that on.
The Cambodian thing a little bit, but not much. Ossoff has a needling column today. That's good. This country should not go into apathy on the version of visit. Because of the Watergate election, he said the visit is far more important than the cosmetic visit. All of the preparations on war agreements could be a turning point between, because Soviets are being choice, in other words, opening up into the Western world and trade and so forth. So that type of thing is getting
to be your story, Richard, and get out.
Yes, it did.
Your story.
Yeah. I don't know if it's moved in the papers yet, but it's moving on the water, yes, sir.
Good.
Better. That's just
fine. Get the paper. Pretty sure.
Yeah, they're going to use it for the back stairs. You know, columns.
Good.
That was better.
Oh, yeah.
Going
very good. Good.
And the Donahue thing I'm getting into this morning, if you mentioned last night, don't you?
Oh, boy. It's just personal, you know, and I don't care if you prompt another, but I'm not going to allow him to get away with that without somebody, not give it to his boss, we don't want to have any pressure for that sort of thing, just so that he knows that everybody thought he was pretty, wasn't a very, very handsome show, and he said it was absolutely horrible.
Well, thank you,
but I'm going
to take it.
Transaction on the enemy. I mean, for the crime, so it's only what he says up there that He frankly probably used to poison this case, poison the case of the counter conviction. That's probably his strategy. I'm sure yours and Al's bizarre judgment about it.
Well,
he's holding something back.
I don't think he's holding so much back from the stories he's ran this morning. I think he's
still not sure, Bob.
I don't know that he's holding anything back. I really don't know that he is. I think what he will tend to do in the hearing is to create the impression of a climate and so forth that existed and then try to weave a story around it. Because that is a use.
He'll probably get early than hard.
Get early than hard.
Get fresh than hard.
He may take that on. But it'll be a tough week, but
we don't care.
Sorry. We just get over the perspective on it. Once he gets by,
there must be some discovery.
Well, we were talking about that this morning, and
I don't know who's going to do it. You can't do it.
Well, we're thinking about a couple of
options.
That's exactly right. A couple options we have to go with. What we have to be cautious on, and this is what we're kicking around here a little bit this morning, is if we move too quickly to discriminate, it may play to his advantage.
Right.
But there's a fine line. We've got to be prepared to move in a couple different options depending on how this goes. And that's
right. You see, he's going to be in private session of the league. That'll be the reason the weekend stories when he testifies to under oath. A sharp, sharp denial. Told original czar must be prepared.
That's what they work
about. Of anything, just a blanket thing on hitting it back. A man sending a lie. John Hurley thinks that Garment is leaking very
his own.
About the new relationship
and the layer
and all that layer.
enthused about, the emotion, things that are going on. And I didn't tell him anything about the economy other than that you've been working. I told him that I had never in 4 years seen the president slatter so full. Or more decisions coming out more quickly than more productive.
Oh, Bill, well, Chair, what have you done so far with regard to liability, with regard to informing Mansfield, Scott, et cetera, et cetera, that this thing is true and it's very, very positive?
Principal Crawford called him up at 9 o'clock
good.
This morning. He's not calling the others for relations.
I'm not going to brief tomorrow, you know, because I can't, I just can't hold them down 2 days in a row. Now, the point is that we'd like to send Kissinger up for a meeting with a joint meeting on the Senate side, a joint meeting on the House side, and it can be very broad. And we'd like to quickly get back. All right. What have you done about that? You've got that working. It's not against us down here.
Yeah, I'm
sorry. I got to work on a speech tomorrow and arguing about each and other thing.
I've talked to Scott and Ford to ask them their view of
what do you think we should have done here, Al?
No. I know.
I just don't think I can double it up.
You know, Henry was very successful. He went up to all the Senate in a room up there and then went over across and did the whole House. I really think that's too broad a group for this.
That's right. No, that's too broad.
But we can get the leadership and some of the ranking members in a room.
Well, basically, the same kind of people we invite down here to be in a room and invited by Scott Mansfield.
And
the same kind of
people. Ford Howard. I asked them for their thoughts, and I think they're talking to Mike and Albert to see what sort of thing they can put together. We don't have time yet.
Should be. You wanted to brief the press here in Mark, too, do you know?
Yeah, let us do this afterwards. Afterwards. He doesn't have to do, you know what I mean? Briefing the press here is not, I mean, it'll be a story. Or even before, I don't want to work it to death. I want it to be at his best before the press. Up there, he can do that in the back of his hand.
It sort of helps him to do it up there, though. It's a dry room for him.
Before the press. All right, fine. Is he back? Good time, yeah. Fine, 10 o'clock.
10 in one side, 11 the other.
And does the press here at 12?
Do the press here at about 1, 12:30 or 1.
All right.
Be good. And we can we make
well, it. Well, you make the best of it, if you will. You see, and in each of these instances, you call, say, the president, want to do this briefing personally, but because of the briefing he's going to do tonight, he didn't want to haul you down here twice. So he sent Dr. Kissinger out then under our new relationship, and he's going to brief totally with the president's approval on this entire communication. How's that sound to you?
Good, good. I'll see you problems with it tonight. You might mention to Mike and Scott.
Yeah, I'll mention to the whole group tonight that I would like to brief them on this, but I can't. Now, I'm briefing them on the summit. I'll call Henry to cover the summit too. And I'll say he'll give you a quick rundown on the summit, brief summit on the other.
These fellows tonight are the economic sort of people as opposed to the foreign relations.
Right. Yeah.
So
who do you have tonight?
Well, we're having the economic guys at both houses, plus the principal leaders.
Right. Oh, well, let them quiet. They might like something.
I think they don't like this.
How do you feel about it?
I think it's the right thing to do.
You thought more about Scranton?
Yes, I've talked to Scranton.
Well, they do.
I'll call you back in 30 minutes. I'm confident you will. He said to call him in a very bad personal time, but this was such a great challenge that he has.
Tell him you want to announce tomorrow. Now, that's right. Scranton is a hamlet. He'll wait 3 or 4 weeks and then be.
Well, I know that. That's how I go, but I said it's urgent. And he said he'd get on the plane and come down here to that end to talk to us in more detail, but he'll call me back before 3.
Great challenge. He's going to put it right in the Necron Center. If we get Scranton, that will be one. Dr. Knockwell's got to go on. He said he's considering the police.
More than so. He's inclined to go there, but he just needs about 30 minutes to gather his thoughts.
feel we should do with the energy that you brought again.
Sure, yes, thank you. And because sir, you don't want to blow that into the bridge next time.
I agree.
Oh, sir,
we could do it Saturday.
You know,
if worse came to worse.
Yeah, we could do it Saturday.
Sure, Saturday.
Saturday
tomorrow, so that's not a, actually, this story is so big that running another story Thursday is not pretty.
To our advantage.
Not really to our advantage. We might as well let this run a couple of days. I personally think that we can get the energy together and do it Saturday.
Could you
imagine? The Sunday papers. The Sunday papers. And the Harlow story, basically, let's face it. Well, will Harlow let us go into the Thursday? That'd be another thing.
Sure. We could do Harlow tomorrow.
Yeah. Harlow would be a nice little story tomorrow. And put Bill Scranton on Saturday.
I don't know why Harlow would let us do it. He's got it all over.
I won't be there Saturday. So,
do it in Florida.
Huh?
Do it in Florida.
Bring Bill Scranton down there.
You could yeah.
Do it in Florida.
Well, if I do go out.
Just briefly, I mean.
Yeah. Oh, I don't mind. It could be longer, but I'll be like meeting the press. Bill can come down. And then he goes out and briefs the press. Saturday for a Sunday story.
But you won't be meeting with President.
Working.
Yes.
That's why I'm going to read the paper, sorry.
That'd be very good.
The version
change is great, too.
That's good. It's not dramatic. As I told you, I talked to him. The brain is just floating on air.
Is the version thing on?
Do I understand dramatic? We're writing on the same plane. I'm going to have him stay at the compound with us. I told him that I invited the brain and I said we could even take room April. We've got three bedrooms. One security man in my two bedrooms. They can stay up all night with Russians. I don't care how they're security.
If they have.
But Brezhnev and I walking around in San Clemente will be an enormous picture. An enormous picture.
Very slightly.
You know, the House of Peace. That's what they mean. Don't say San Clemente. The spirit is the spirit of the spirit of Casa Pacifica, remember?
Yes, sir.
Rather than the spirit of the Antigua.
What do you have at home?
Everything gets down. They had the spirit of Glassboro. That I mean. It's the spirit of San Clemente, didn't I mean? The spirit of the Casa Pacifica, of course, you agree. You want
to say? Yes, sir.
I'm talking to Ron about getting the game vibration in regard to genes. Some may blow on the bracket. He says he thinks demons recovered a little in the last couple of days from public esteem. Not esteem, trying to build him up.
Remember, a little bit, but not much.
They know they're only witness, which does indicate to me that our press must be terribly venal. I'll never forget when they did a Winter Chambers, a confessing conference response. They killed him. How we were able to ever convict his Chambers testimony is beyond belief. But it was tough. Here with Dean, they make him out as a nice, pretty boy who's telling the truth about a venal president. And our guys aren't doing one good goddamn thing to knock it down. I don't mean to be false. Not on the hill, not on the press. So all suffer a little in peace. Not very good, Ron. This whole business of the really. And you say it's a question of timing. I agree. But the time has slipped by. You can have a guy out there making charges and all of a sudden. What do you think, Alar? I don't want to commit the strategy.
Sure. Sorry,
the other guy. They're
thinking, time is now, sir. We're getting the vice president's speech. The general attitude is turned against the early editorials on. Just read the press summary today, and I'll have seen more good things.
Is that right?
There's
something, yes. You mean Collins?
Collins, yeah.
You don't mean that.
Collins, well, that's it.
Right.
They're all telling him it's an unequal lie. This man has told several different stories. Never told the brother his own involvement. God, I wish I could bring him down. It's a murderous story. I mean, not to be put out public. Rob, I'm not suggesting big public blasting. That's the kind of thing that ought to seal it, even in the little columns. Peter was still over.
I did a lot of it yesterday, not as colorblast, just as,
you know, kind of,
well, thinking God.
I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to raise it again. I'm raising it. But the times when I'm probably wrong. But you see what I'm getting at, Alan? I know this. Discrediting of a witness before he goes on is incredible. Absolutely. After he goes on, they think he fought it all up and they're attacking. Some discrediting must go on before this late or before he starts traveling.
No, I think we're discrediting for now. I just can't ask him to do it. And if we moved too early, we would have made it a goddamn harder happens.
Well, of course, now you have to keep in mind. I mean, I don't disagree with you. But if we move, I might be wrong, but we've got to wait.
This is Wednesday.
This is Wednesday. If we move too overtly, in an effort to discredit Dean.
No, overtly.
You know, it works to his advantage. Because he'll go up there and portray himself as the
guy. I was just thinking that maybe we were sophisticated enough to be able to do it without moving too overtly. That's what I would
think. Well, unfortunately, Mr. President,
we are.
I think there are sophisticated techniques to use.
But
unfortunately, I think we're, and I say it quite directly, I think we're in an environment where
I see.
It's difficult to move.
Yeah,
but I don't mean to sound too negative. I agree with what Al's saying. There is a positive sense moving in the columns, in the attitudes, I think, about the Arab community. And Dean is not. I think he's the pretty boy who's everyone believes.
Yes,
the pretty boy who everyone believes, don't you?
If he's considered a Judas.
A Judas, that's what he is. That's the other thing that's got to come out. I hit him with everything pretty cool at that point. But the other thing too is that he's looking at the environment.
Dean? in the hearing? Well, under oath in the hearing, I think it would be more a climate setting thing and not much ability to really lay out specific facts.
So he's the only witness that you were talking about.
An attempt to suggest these little things that tied up in the climate of activity that we're doing.
And the president, by implication, approved things.
Of course, that can be cut down by effective cross-examination.
We won't have it. He's talking to Thompson, and I'm talking to Sarge, and he's preparing questions and so forth. He agrees. He's trying, but a little boy in Thompson up there, not much. A lot of blow. Baker recovery won't work. Gurney can go up, but he's too tired. Wish we could have known
him. Definitely Gurney.
Tommy would be great.
Gurney's doing some good things out around the country in his speeches.
What's he saying?
He's talking about the fact that standing up for you about the
president.
Yes, he is, very definitely. Out on this speaking engagement in Florida, there's a lot of news stories in front. This is the thing we tend to overlook. We think that the Washington Post and the New York Times is the only thing playing in the country. Gurney's story got a wide play on anything where he stood up in a dinner thing down there in Florida and strongly supported the president. Said that the president was not involved. The president's doing great things, moving ahead.
That's what we need now. We need, with all due respect for all the others who've gone, I hope none of them. I mean, bad in this trouble. People have got to get up and say, the president is fine. You know, either they are in the government, he was misled by his counsel, John Dean, not by all of them, for 10 months.
We finally got now the vice president's done. He's finally done. He hadn't done it up until last weekend. And he finally came out solid strong. We've got some congressional people who have it, but they're no longer whining around the place. And they're ready to, I think, we can get some time. They all sense now that if we turn the corner, and we're very smart into business.
Even Eugene McCarthy, who's of course one of the parties, made it very clear that the president's going to continue in office until 1976, and then he kind of wandered around and recited poetry.
Very, very, I prefer it. that word, did you mention you get down the hills and they don't pass on any day?
That's all I'm saying. Are you gonna change the tone and leave everything else at that?
No, but I had it for hours today, I didn't know I was gonna go on. Not on the day, we're not very vibrant.
That's right, we move everything up at that, and we can't do this. They come to 5:30, again, it comes to 4:30.
Yeah, I'll tell them. Timmons and,
Captain, 4:30. We're through the cabinet before the five cars move out.
Five cars at 5:30.
Right.
I don't want to spend an hour with the cabinet.
No, I mean, absolutely not. This should be very short and let George do the detail, and I just get out and walk down, so you have to work on the speech.
Because I do have to sort of keep mine. I haven't spent much time on this speech. I've been spending the time on the subjects, which I think is so important. But I gotta be up for it, you know, I gotta look.
Well, I was hoping you could get a rest of that guy when you didn't go to bed last night.
Right, I'll get a rest. Don't worry. I'll look fine. I just make up. You always get up for these things, but you have to be.
You don't come across.
We'll look around.
I think the speech is excellent.
You saw the last draft. Coming along. Well, what else has happened since we last talked 2 hours ago?
Well, I just
thought the chowder marching was good. Of course, they're our old friends. They ought to be.
Well,
if they aren't good, the whole thing goes down the tube. But they whine a lot, too.
They.
How many were there?
They had a full house. They had the SOS in.
Oh, SOS is doing great.
Yeah, everybody was there. It's a big crowd in there.
Great.
All of the, every goddamn one of them was up.
What kind of stuff you should cover in a quick run?
Well, I talked to you about your concept for a new approach. Greater cooperation with them. Greater decentralization, bigger role for the cabinet. Greater openness in the matter. And then I talked about the fallacy of the rumor of stagnation here in the White House. I went through the big things that you were, had been working on intensively.
Economy, energy,
and
Paris.
Southeast Asia. And I got a call just before, so I sit down today and announcing 11 o'clock, and we had quite a talk about getting and keeping Cambodia together. This was the one remaining fuzzy part of which was manageable over time, if we stay strong. Then I went into the Brexit time. I described that as probably the most important thing that we need to do as a state of the United States.
It is.
And I said, anyone who thinks that this president is mobilized just doesn't.
Senator Meyer, Dr. Kissinger, congratulations for another great job for your country. For your country and the cause of peace. Okay. Give it a slow drop, of course.
Yeah.
Right.
So that was just solid. Your questions were, you know, I've been up there before, and there's always that sour son of a bitch in the corner who's got bitch because he couldn't see you or couldn't get to the White House staff or didn't know what we were doing in Southeast Asia. Was uniform and constructive attitude. Uniform with desires of helping them and getting the job. And they're going back and reassess the whole strategy on the Cambodian vote. There's only one sour guy in that whole carload, and he's been sour for about 6 or 8 months, and he's been poor malleus around town, and that's Peter Donnelly. And that son of a bitch, we've got to get back on the reservation.
But he's a sour man.
He is a sour man. However, he's an articulate guy.
How
can
you get him?
We'll get him back. I talked to Bill about it.
No, I don't mind, but I just know that he just been so.
He needs some funding. He got screwed, quite frankly, during the election with the committee to re-elect. They just treated him very badly, and he felt that. You know, they had reasons for it.
Yeah.
He's running scared this next time coming up.
Is he running?
He's a guy, sir, that is all around the Georgetown.
Oh, I know. The Red Swish group is filed.
And it's not good to have in Carmen. But the rest of them.
Why don't you send Carlo up and just lay it straight on and say, Peter, that you just can't have this president's all for you. Wants to help. If he wants to help, he'll come in and out and stay with anyone. Let us know that there needs to be a new relationship. He feels it. He's very disturbed that there's been this. And let's be able to lay right on the line a little bit.
But that was an encouraging meeting, and Bill said, just great. He said he hadn't seen it that way. And so George Bush was there, very enthusiastic. And as I say, it's all business. No worry, all business.
Davey pops off and all the murder stuff on it. That'll bring it back. But then we're good.
We've been able to do what we've been hoping to do, and that is we built the platform of conference before that son of a bitch got out of the same. We've gotten him in the best single time that you can have him. You've got the energy, you've got the economy going, you've got your reorganization, personnel, confusion. You got Southeast Asia and right on top of that.
Right.
In anticipation for Bergen, he's going to be sending to a hell of a den of positive accomplishments. And that is what we've been waiting for.
Yeah.
And I tell you, we couldn't be better postured, sir. And what you've done all through that period.
That's the whole thing that we've wanted all along.
Just right. That's exactly right. And I'm quite enthusiastic about it. And we just sort of linked into this period and we had this son of a bitch coming out now to put the coup de grace in, and we've been in bad shape. But had that.
No, whatever he does,
Sheriff. I don't think he can say or do anything at this juncture. It's too late.
Peace ahead of partnership. Peace ahead of Watergate. You know, morning, 11 o'clock.